MoneyWeb at midday for all your up-to-date stories.
South Africa's mining sector is once again under pressure, with the Minerals Council warning that the Middle East conflict has reversed a brief period of cost relief, pushing up fuel prices, weakening the rand and driving a fresh surge in input costs. The concern, I think, is that what looked like a temporary reprieve is turning quickly into a renewed inflation cycle for an industry that, as you well know, is already battling structural cost pressures. I want to talk now to Bongani Motsa, who's chief economist at the council. Bongani, a very warm welcome. How quickly has the situation turned, in your opinion? And that cost relief that I referred to, do you think it was ever really sustainable?
I think it's a great question because in mining, we talk about short summers and long winters. The previous cycle of high mining input cost inflation lasted for about 24 months. That was from November 2021 right up to February 2024. So we now had a low inflation environment in terms of input costs in mining for about 23 months. So it is our view that this might actually be one of the longest environment where we have had low mining cost in inflation.
To what extent is this being driven purely by the price of oil, perhaps versus broader disruptions within the global supply chain?
I think the first thing, maybe, Jeremy, that I need to take into your listeners into confidence is the fact that as a sector, we are price takers. The fact that when there are increases in input cost, we cannot transfer those increases into the price of the minerals and metals that that we sell or that we produce. But I think also there within that, it's very important then to note that as price takers, our prices are determined by forces of global forces of demand and supply. So the conflict, as it is certainly going to affect the operation or the profitability, in fact, of our members. Because if you look at the cost structure of mining in South Africa, is that the first one is labor cost, and labor costs about a quarter of our total input cost. It's followed by finance and insurance, which is about 10%, liquid fuels, and in this context, diesel and petrol, accounts for about 5.5% of our total input cost as mining. But it is our hope that with the ceasefire that kicked in today, that will be the end of the war. And if that's the case, what it means is that as mining, the only impact will be felt in April. Because on average, we spend about 3 billion rands a month on petrol and diesel. In April, we are going to spend about 4 billion rands this month in terms of petrol and diesel because of the price escalation.
And how quickly does that then hit the margins within the industry?
Like I'm saying, in April, this will start kicking in. There's no lag in mining. However, the lag would be in the context of what do we do in order to remain competitive. And here I'm talking about issues of employment. Do we continue hiring the number of people that that we were currently hiring, which stands at about 472,000 people at the moment? And also, just to provide context with employment, in 2011, we employed 512,000 people. In 2025, we employed 472,000 people. So this is really, if it were to continue, the conflict in the Middle East and petrol and diesel prices remain at elevated levels, what it means is that to remain competitive, we'll have to see where we cut cost. But I must say, to answer your question directly, this hits us immediately as the cost increase, it hits us. But it's the adjustment period in terms of what do we do, which areas do we attend to basically mitigate the risk of costs.
That's also a not so subtle warning that the industry's got to brace itself for job losses.
Yeah, it is true, but like I said, Jeremy, earlier, that it is encouraging to hear that there's going to be a ceasefire. We just hope that this is basically the end of the war. But if the conflict continues, our competitiveness, global competitiveness, will certainly be at risk.
Yeah, I mean, it's difficult to build any kind of business on hope. What does all of this mean for investment decisions? Do companies delay expansion, or do they start to cut back, and is there perhaps evidence of cutting back already?
Not necessarily. There's no evidence of cutting back already, but I was just talking about the fact that the impact is immediate. You see, the higher mining cost means that a bigger portion of our revenue, the revenue that we generate, will now go into covering our costs, the cost increases that we are talking about. This is revenue that we could have actually used as capital to expand our business, and now we are using it to basically pay more in terms of those input costs. It might mean as well that in the long term, if it continues, jobs will be compromised so that we remain competitive. Again, let me remind your listeners that in 1994, we employed over 600,000 people. Last year, it was just over 470,000 people. And one of the reasons for the decline in employment is because of cost pressures. But the consequence, in fact, has not only been the reduction in employment. We have also seen the sector itself contracting. In 2025, the mining sector, in real terms, was 84% of what it was in 1994. The sector is the only sector, in fact, that has been shrinking compared to the other nine macroeconomic sectors.
Just a final question. We reference labor and also fuel, but electricity is also a big cost driver, and that surely is already compounding an already fragile cost base.
Yeah, earlier, Jeremy, when I said that, among other things, the reason for the decline in employment and also the contraction, the decline in the sector contracting in real terms, I said it's cost pressures. And foremost on those pressures, it's labor costs. But also in there, you have electricity. Mm. Our electricity since 2007 has increased by almost 1,000%. So it has significantly compromised our global competitiveness. So electricity is an issue. I mean, starting when 1st of April, electricity grew by almost 9% compared to the previous year. So that does compromise our global competitiveness.
It is a very worrying picture indeed. Bongani Motsa, thank you very much indeed. Chief Economist at the Minerals Council, South Africa.